Chapter 3 Engagement 101 Determine Your Voice and Personality. One of the first steps you have to take when getting started in social marketing is to establish a basic framework of who your organization is, your voice, your personality, and your approach to interacting with customers. All these things will significantly impact how you become known online. In essence, how you engage will determine your social brand. Given the importance of communicating your brand, it is imperative that you refine it before communicating it to the outside world. Clearly identify your mission, along with the brand's values. Once your brand has a clear identity, improve the odds that your audience will recognize you and see your cohesion by choosing the same or similar profile pictures, headlines, and descriptive texts for your brand across all platforms. Many social media experts out there will tell you the right way or wrong way to talk to your customers. I'm not going to do that. To quote the theme of one of my favorite 1980s sitcoms, Different Strokes, what may be right for you may not be right for some. Now, you may be asking, what you talking about, Jeremy? I'll explain. Defining your brand and corporate culture. Hopefully you know who your company is by the time you decide to start engaging your customers online, but if you don't yet know, it's time to ask yourself this all-important question. Who are we? What does your brand believe in? What will your brand avoid at all costs? What does your brand feel passionately about? What is your brand selling? I'll give you the answer to this last one. It's not your product. It's the value the customer gets from your product. This is an incredibly important distinction because it will impact the types of online engagement. Not all of your engagement can be about selling a particular product directly, but it can tie back to the value created by the product. Donna Karen, NY, DKNY, sells clothing, sure, but it's selling the good feeling that well-designed fashion can evoke. Snack company Pop Chips sells healthy chips, but it's actually selling the happiness a customer feels while snacking, and guilt is taken out of the equation. Make sure that most of your engagement with your customers ties back to the value you're creating for them. Ultimately, your company's social voice should reflect your organization's corporate...